sure you guys got the Friday injury report. Any questions?
John, with Marcus Cooper, what have you kind of seen from him since he's been here?
You know, I think he had a little bit of an injury early in camp. Missed a little bit of time, but you know, Marcus is a pro. He's seen a lot of football, and he studies the game very intensely. So he's right on top of everything, and I think he's ready to roll.
Coach, after missing all of last year with Kyle Fuller, what have you seen from him, and what has impressed you most throughout the summer about him?
Well, first and foremost, I think just his tenacity to get back. It was an injury that required a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of effort, in training, as far as rehab and all the things you have to do. So, I think we were aware of his ability, but, getting him back healthy has been a real plus for our defense. And I think, I'm excited to watch him play Sunday.
Does every team hold back what they do in the preseason, the same, in other words, not show? Does some team not show as much? In the preseason,
Not to cut you off, but most definitely. Yeah, I think there's not a whole lot of game planning historically in the preseason. Guys haven't been in pads, since the January or February before. You're getting them in football condition. I'm talking about what we use preseason and preseason games for, is to get them in hitting shape and football shape. Obviously a lot of technique and a lot of evaluation. You're really trying to better your football team and, make sure you evaluate the talent, and particularly the young talent.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, as your roster improves, do you feel like you can hit an opponent in the first game with more than they're not expecting than in the past?
Yeah, but it's turnabout's fair play. There's things they haven't shown too. So I think it's just the nature of the game. Everybody understands that, that works in the game. So as I mentioned the other day, I think, how you react and adjust and use your fundamentals and principles to unscouted looks, which would mean things you have not seen, I think it's critical in an opener. I'm sure you saw some of that last night.
Passing game as a whole, what does Zach Miller
bring to it? I think arguably Zach was our best receiver a year ago. I know he didn't play wide receiver position, but at the tight end position until he got hurt. It was a big blow to us when he got injured at New York, even in that game, because that was a matchup that we liked and had exploited a little bit earlier in that game, and one where we may not have fared as well than the matchups outside. But, he gives you a good matchup, as a receiving tight end.
Of all the MVP quarterbacks that you've seen over the years, what are the unique aspects of game planning Matt Ryan, especially to start your season?
Well, I think, they've put together a really good supporting cast as well. And not to knock Matt, I competed against him for some time, back in Carolina. So, real familiar with him. He had good success, even right out of the blocks. I think the nickname was Matty Ice very early in his career. So he was able to do it, late in games, when the pressure was a little bit tighter. Now I think, he had some good skill people then, and they've kind of retooled that. So I think these guys probably as good a supporting cast as anybody, and, why they led the league in scoring offense with 540 points. So, he's definitely the catalyst. I'm not slighting him at all. He's an outstanding player. He hangs tough in the pocket. He's a tough competitor, and, he can make all the throws.
How would you describe Grinnell's progress this week, starting with Monday?
I think he's had a great week of preparation, from coming off a guy, on pup. I've liked what I've seen and excited about watching him play.
Vic joked yesterday that the training staff said he was in the best shape of his life and then said, okay, he's going to be on pitch.
Well, I think anybody that hasn't played in a game yet is obviously on a pitch count. I don't know that's due to his health as much as just, he hasn't played in the game a lot. So I don't know what that'll be, but I don't think he'll play every single play we have out there on defense, nor will very many of our guys, I think.
There's obviously been talk of Trubisky's growth, mm-hmm. and that this isn't too big for him. When and how did you realize that this wasn't going to be too much for him?
I think pretty early, just kind of how he conducted himself, how he went about it, from a maturity standpoint, sometimes you don't really know what you're getting, and I can experience that with three sons, you know, in their 20s. So I think, you know, very early on for us as coaches, I think we saw the tenacity that he goes about it and the maturity in which he prepares. You know, and then there's just a kind of an it factor of, you know, how you relate to people around you and how people feed off of you that I think was pretty evident early, too. You know, I think they respond well. You know, I think you deal with a lot of different personalities and types of people in a locker room, just like you do in your business. You know, and when you can raise all boats, I think that's a great quality.
Injuries are such a big part of the game. If something were to happen to Mike, how confident are you in Mitch taking over?
Well, I think, you know, that's why you play the game. I mean, you watched last night, some key people in that game got hurt, and you know, I think sometimes it's who's going in there. We joke about next man up, but you know, I'd feel pretty confident, you know, about Mitch playing in any game. You know, I think you know, I want everybody to stay healthy, though. Let's make that fact very clear.
All right, thanks, everybody.
All right, thank you.